Hello everybody. My name is Madhura Bharadwaj and I work with the Azure App Services team at Microsoft. I have Dashleen Bhandari with me today and we're going to be presenting about on-premise integration made easy with Azure App Service. More often than not, we all have requirements of moving our applications to cloud. So let's think about the technology is moving towards the cloud at a pace that has been never before. So thinking about as developers, we have most of the times requirements of moving our resources to the cloud, and we'll have to make critical decisions between keeping our applications on-premise or moving it on the cloud, because we have a lot of business critical data at our on-premise data centers and we're very skeptical about moving it. Now, what if I told you that today, with just a few clicks, you can very easily and conveniently connect an Azure website? So what if I told you that today, with just a few clicks, you can very easily and conveniently connect an Azure website, which is now popularly known as Azure App Services, to your on-premise machines? So we are going to break the very myth of developers being skeptical of moving their applications to the cloud just because of losing their business critical data or not being able to connect to your on-premise data centers from the cloud. So let's quickly go over the agenda. So we're going to be talking about integrating Azure App Services to on-premise using Azure Hybrid Connections version 2 as an offering. We'll also go through its architecture and the workflow of hybrid connections. And then we're going to move on to virtual networks, how to integrate virtual networks with Azure App Services, and basics of virtual networks, VPN. And also you'll have some really interesting portal experience demos, so you know how the real hands-on experience looks like. So yeah, starting off with integrating Azure App Services to on-premise via Hybrid Connections version 2. Now, what exactly are hybrid connections? Now, as I already told you, we more often than not have requirements of connecting resources from one network to resources in another network. Now, let's be a little more specific and consider that we need to connect resources on the cloud to our resources on premise. This kind of a connection is called integration, and such integration services are provided on Azure by two very popular providers, BizTalk Services and Service Bus. Now, the offering by BizTalk Services was the version 1 of hybrid connections, which has already been deprecated. So this session is going to be about the Service Bus hybrid connections. So both of these offerings were basically to provide a rendezvous point between your Azure application and your on-premise data center. So using these integration services, you can practically connect any Azure resource to any on-premise machine or even an Azure virtual machine for that matter. So what is so special about connecting an Azure App Services to an on-premise machine? So there is a slight difference between the general implementation of hybrid connections and the specific app service implementations. And this major difference is called an entity that is Hybrid Connection Manager. This is an EXE that is used on your on-premise machine to manage all the connections to hybrid connections with your Azure application. So yeah, and the above concept holds good for any of the hybrid connection version that you're going to use. So so let's see some interesting things about Hybrid Connection V2 and its features. So why are we stressing about Hybrid Connection V2 is because the version 1 provided by BizTalk Services has already been deprecated, as I told you. So let's go more specific about what version 2 is about. Now, the supported pricing tiers for the Azure application is basic, standard, and medium. So the numbers that you see against these pricing tiers is the number of connections that are allowed on these app service plans. Next is, it's more secure because it uses TLS 1.2 as opposed to the TLS 1.1 that the previous version was using. So it's again more beneficial. Next is, this is the beauty of hybrid connections, firewall-friendly approach. So what firewall-friendly approach means is that you do not have to open any incoming port on any of your on-premise machines. All that is required is outbound connections being allowed by over port 443, that is for SSL, and port 80, that is for HTTP itself. So these are the only two outbound ports that need to be opened, and there are absolutely no inbound ports required to be open on your on-premise machine. So that's the beauty of hybrid connections for you. Next is, there are just straightforward infrastructure requirements. So you would use the same exact same connection string that you would use if your app service was on-premise. Say, for example, your application was in the same network as your SQL database. So you would connect it with just the name of the SQL database. Exactly what you're going to do, even in case of hybrid connections. And you're going to see very soon how that's going to work for us. Next is one hybrid connection can only connect to one TCP endpoint. So let me simplify this for you. If you create a hybrid connection on the portal today, on the Azure portal today, you'll be able to connect to just one machine over one particular port. So however, a lot of any number of Azure web apps can connect to that hybrid connection to talk to the same machine and the same port over the same port. And yeah, one more important thing to notice here is that hybrid connection V2 works over the concept of WebSockets. And WebSockets was not, when this was the concept that was introduced on versions above Windows 2008 R2. So any version or 2008 R2 machine and below OS versions do not support the hybrid connection V2 offering. Okay, so now, so let's get a little more deeper and understand how exactly does HCV2 work. So, yeah. So we have our Azure, and we have our on-premise data center which hosts the SQL Server. And what we need to do is to connect our web app on Azure to on-premise SQL Server. Now. Okay, so the offering that we are using to do this is the Relay Service Bus offering. Now. As I already told you, for a web app, the specific requirement or what is unique about the hybrid connection implementation of web app is the hybrid connection manager, this entity. This entity is something that needs to be installed on your on-premise machine. So let's see how connectivity works now. As you can see, the web app and hybrid connection manager, both of them have outbound connections to Relay. This is where I was talking about the firewall friendly approach. There is no inbound connection, or you don't have to open a port over 1433. So if you notice this, hybrid connection manager entity is going to speak to the SQL Server at the back end, and you don't necessarily have to open 1433 port to the outside world. And this is what we're talking about, the uniqueness of hybrid connections. All you have to open is outbound 443 and port 80. So having seen what the components are and how the connections look like, let's quickly double click into each of these components and actually check how these entities talk to each other. Okay, so as intuitive as this diagram can get, the sender is the web app here, and the listener is the hybrid connection manager that is on-premise. And you can see that the agent in between, the one that's going to relay the conversation, is the service bus relay service. So let's see step by step who initiates the conversation and how exactly this is going to go forward. So yeah, so the first move is made by the listener, of course. So the listener will indicate its willingness to accept the connections. It's going to make an outbound WebSocket connection by indicating to the service bus relay that I want to be a listener, and any sender who's ready to send messages to me, I'm willing to accept them. So it's going to make an outbound WebSocket connection. And what information does the WebSocket contain? It's the hybrid connection name, and it also sends a security token which confers the listener title to this particular HCM, hybrid connection manager. Now, what happens next? This service bus, it accepts this WebSocket connection made by the listener. It registers the listener. So it has a list of active listeners. So it registers this listener onto that list and keeps this particular WebSocket alive as the control channel. So this control channel is kept alive until a sender is ready to send messages. Now, say, for example, a web app wants to initiate a connection and it wants to contact the SQL database. What happens now? The sender is also going to make an outbound WebSocket connection to this particular service bus relay. Now, again, the WebSocket will always contain these two informations, which is the name of the hybrid connection and the security token, which confers the sender title to this particular sender. Now, the service bus is going to receive this WebSocket connection from the sender, And as I already told you, it has a list of active listeners, right? So it's going to map it with the active listener, and it will send a JSON message to this listener and says, so this is the URL of the sender, and you need to make a connection to this sender over this WebSocket within the next 30 seconds. So once the URL has been received by this listener, it's going to, within 30 seconds, it will establish a connection. And yeah, there you go. So now a rendezvous point has been established, and henceforth, all of the conversation between the sender and the listener is going to be relayed with this on this particular channel itself, and there is no intervention of the service bus hereafter. So just to summarize, if you want to have a quick look at all of these 6 points, so this is what it is. So your takeaway from here should be that all of these are outbound connections, and main usage is of web sockets over here, and the sender and the listener roles. So having understood, if you understand all of these things, then it becomes very simple to, you know, when I take you through the portal experience, it becomes very simple to understand things. So yeah, this is how it works. Now let's quickly get into the demos, and I'll show you how this looks like on the Azure portal. So let's get the portal experience. Okay, so I have already logged into my Azure portal. So let me take you to my application or an web app app service that I want to connect to my hybrid connection server. So I have an application hybrid demo one. So this is a basic application. This has nothing much. So if I browse through this, you're going to just see hybrid demo one.azurewebsites.net. Oops. Sorry. Yeah. So this is just a basic application. This is the default page you get when you create any Azure web app. Now, from here on, you're going to move to the networking section, and you see three sections over here. So the first one is for virtual network integration. The second one is for hybrid connections. And the third one is for Azure CDN. So what we are going to be concentrating on is hybrid connections. And my colleague Tashleen will also be explaining you about VNet integration right here. So moving on to hybrid connections. So here, so this is how it's like. So as you can see, of informative stuff that you can find here. So the first thing is you see the app service plan that your website is on, and you can see a gear over here which tells you how many connections have you exhausted out of the quota. So if you remember in one of the slides, I told you that if you're in a basic service plan, you get a maximum of 5 hybrid connections that you can create. So I have used none of them because this is a new app and a new app service plan. So I'm going to take you through the entire experience of how this happens. Now you can see two kinds of connections over here. So it says add hybrid connection here and here as well. So this is the classic hybrid connections, which is the V1 version of hybrid connections provided by BizTalk. This has been deprecated, so we don't allow to create new hybrid connections. However, if you have existing hybrid connection of the V1 version, you can always add them over here. So let's go on to create a V2 hybrid connection, which you can do that from this place. So I'm going to quickly click on add hybrid connection. And I hit create new hybrid connection. So as you can see, this is showing me the existing hybrid connection that I already have. So I'm going to create a new hybrid connection. So the hybrid connection name, so just so we know, let me just name this Etsy name itself. Now let me go on to the port. Now I want to, let's say I want to connect this to the same machine that I'm on right now. So the name of this machine is Dashwin. So I'm going to just give Dashwin. So notice this. I'm just giving the host name and not at all the fully qualified domain name. I'm just giving the name of the machine that I'm on. I'm not indicating any network related or domain related details. So that's again another amazing thing about hybrid connections. So name of the hybrid connection, the host, and say I want to connect to SQL on this machine. So it's, let me say 1433, assuming it's running on that. Now, okay, let me create a new service bus. So let's get these concepts clear. So service bus is going to act like a container for your hybrid connection. So we need to create the container before we create the hybrid connection. So I'm just going to choose a location. Say I'm going to choose, So let me just quickly search for, okay, never mind. Let me just keep it at East Asia itself. And I'm going to name this as Service pass namespace. Let me check if this is available. Oh, this name is already taken. So, okay, this name is available. So when I create a service bus namespace, so the namespace will be called service bus namespace new.servicebus.windows.net. So this is what the container will look like, and I'm going to create the hybrid connection inside the container. So let me hit OK. So now this is creating the hybrid connection. So first it's going to provision the service bus. Next, it's going to provision the hybrid connection. After this, it's going to automatically add this hybrid connection onto my app service or onto my web application. So let's quickly give it some, let's give it some time so it gets created. And once it's created, I'll show you what all are the properties that this particular hybrid connection contains. Okay. So once it's created, I should see the hybrid connection added right here. All right, so while this is getting created, okay, awesome. So it's created and I see this entry here. So it says the etc name was the name of the hybrid connection we gave. And this was the endpoint dash win, the same machine that I am on right now. And 1433 is the port. And this is the service bus namespace. Now you can, you see a status here which says not connected. Now you'll know more about the status as I proceed with the demo. So before we know what the status is, let us quickly check what are the properties this hybrid connection contains. So this is going to just contain the name of the hybrid connection, the host name, the port that you're trying to connect on, and one another interesting property, which is the number of listeners. So yep. So as you can see here, the number of hybrid connections, apart from the other information, one more important information is the number of hybrid connection managers. So this clearly indicates that there is no listener. You have undoubtedly created a hybrid connection and attached it to an app service, but there is no listener to this configured yet. So this, it says that there are zero listeners. So I'll show you how this changes in a while. Yep. So now I just want to quickly show you the container that we created, the relay service container, relay service bus container. So I'm just going to quickly search for this and open relay. So yeah, so this was what I just created, service bus namespace new. This was the service bus that I created. And as I told you, this is a container. So inside this, I should be able to see my hybrid connection. You can see the hybrid connection name right here, right? And it here clearly says that there are zero listeners that are available. Okay. So now let's go back to my app service and let me show you how you can configure a listener. So I go to the networking tab again and I click here to configure endpoints. Now I see something called download connection manager. So I'm going to download, this is an MSI that downloads. So I'm going to just run this MSI on this machine. So running this MSI lets me install the hybrid connection manager on this particular machine. So once this installs from here, so this is the UI that I'll have to launch. Hybrid Connection Manager UI. So this is the UI that I launch in order to connect my on-premise machine to the relay service. So the first time I log into Hybrid Connection Manager, it's going to ask me for my credentials. Okay. Okay, just a minute. Okay, just looks like I'll have to choose another method for authentication. Just a moment. Okay, all right. So I'm just going to quickly choose phone authentication. Oh, this looks like some problem. All right, so okay, let me show you. I have another setup for an already ready hybrid connection. Let me show you that. All right, so I have a replica of the same setup. So let me just quickly go over that. All right. So I have a hybrid connection set up for a SQL machine called Hybrid SQL Server over 1433, and everything is set up. You can see the number of connections and everything. So let's actually log into the Hybrid SQL Server now. So yeah. So this is the Hybrid SQL Server machine. You can see I have the SQL Server running over here, and yeah. So this is the Hybrid Connection Manager UI that you were seeing. So what I would do to add a connection is that I would just click on add. So this was the typical window that you would see if I was able to log in on the other hybrid connection manager, but there was some glitch over there. So I'll choose the subscription, and it's going to list down all the hybrid connections that I have created on that particular subscription. So it's going to list down now. Once it lists down, I can choose the connection that I want. Yep. So it says the HCSQL is already used. So I can choose the connection that I want, and I can click on save. So it's going to add that connection over here. So since I don't need that right now, I'm not going to do that. I've already added this right here. So yeah, you can see that the status is connected. We can also go back to the portal and check what the status here says. It's connected. So typically, the connected status means that your hybrid connection manager is able to talk to the relay service. So this is one important thing to remember, that a connected over here and a connected on the portal, both of them mean that your hybrid connection manager is able to talk to the service bus, and that particular connection channel is healthy. That's what is to be remembered. Now, in case you get a not connected over here, so there is a quick tip that I can give you to troubleshoot this one. So as I already told you, port 443 and port 80 are the two ports that have to be open. So in case you get a not connected over here, you're going to go back to your PowerShell window. Just open a PowerShell, type a command like this, which says testnet connection this particular service bus machine on the, and you can just enter. So it's going to run, and it'll tell you if that port on this machine is open, reachable or not. Okay, so it's as simple as that. If this is false, which means that's the problem, and you just need to open that particular port, and this will turn out to be connected again. So, okay, so just let me quickly run over this and show you how we can connect. So, yeah, hybrid app service demo is the name of my application. So, yep. So I'm going to register a user over here. Let me just say abc at abc.com, and let me just give a password. Okay. So, yep, when this succeeds, I see that this is logged in already. Now, let me check if this user has been registered on the database. So, yep, here. So, I have my SSMS open, and the DB that I'm trying to connect to is the membership DB. I come down to tables here, and let me just try tops. 1,000 rows. So you can see that the user I just added has been entered into the database. So you might be curious as to how the connection string for this looks like. So the connection string is, just a moment. So the connection string is as simple as this. So I'm just going to go to the Kudu console of this, the SCM source control manager site. I'll just quickly show you how the connection string for this thing looks like, and you'll be surprised to know that it's as simple as just the name of the machine and not a fully qualified domain name or nothing fancy over there. So, yep, here you can see that it's just hybrid SQL Server over port 433 and the database. And yeah, it is the other details of username and password. So that's about it. You don't have a public IP, or you don't have to go through the fully qualified domain name. It's just this. So to quickly summarize what we did over here, All we did was to give the name of the server and the port over here, add it to this particular web app, download the Hybrid Connection Manager on the virtual machine, and choose the connection we want to do, and we're good to go. So that's about it. So in just a click of a few buttons, we were able to connect our web application to an on-premise database, and we are also securely connecting over TLS 1.2. So it's that simple. So yeah. So I'm just quickly going to go back and show you just one last thing that I wanted to show you guys. Yep. So the logs that you can use at your end to quickly troubleshoot if something happens to go wrong are the Event Viewer, of course, because Hybrid Connection Manager is ultimately an EXE, a service that is running, and you can always have an Event Viewer to monitor what's happening out there. And the next is if you want to check connectivity between your app service and the service bus relay, you can just add the simple apps setting called Hybrid Connectivity Logging Enabled and set this flag to true, and you'll have a lot of logs, a good amount of informative logs that are present on your web application's SCM console, and you can just go ahead and check what the problem is. So I've given you a few common scenarios that you might run into and a few logs that you can use at your end. So I really hope that you guys were able to grasp that how easy Hybrid Connection Manager is. And I'm going to hand this call over to Dashleen now, and she's going to take you through how you can connect your web application via virtual network integration. Over to Dashleen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dashleen, and I'm going to present you Azure App Services integration with virtual networks. This is yet another way of connecting to the resources which sit in a virtual network. So say if you have a virtual network and you want to connect your web apps, it's just a few clicks on the Azure portal, and it's really very simple. Once the web app is integrated to the virtual network, you can access the resources sitting inside the virtual network. So a common scenario where you would use virtual network integration could be like you have a database hosted on a VM which is inside a virtual network, or a web service is running on a virtual machine in your Azure network. All these resources can be easily accessed if your web app is connected, integrated with the virtual network. So giving a brief idea about the Azure virtual network would be like a virtual network allows you to place your non-internet routable, place your resources in a non-internet routable network. It's more like we can control the access to this network, because on a Azure virtual network, you can have network security groups, which are NSGs applied. So it can be controlled. And furthermore, you can connect your Azure virtual networks to your on-premise networks using VPN technologies. The catch over here is the virtual network, the resources are non-internet routable, and you can connect to your on-premise networks using VPN technologies. So talking more about VPN connections, there are various types of VPN connections like point to site, site to site, VNet to VNet, express route, etc. So point to site I have highlighted because a web app can be connected to Azure virtual network using point to site connection only. Web app here like a point. It is a point which can be connected to a site. The other thing, the traffic which comes from web app to a virtual network goes through the gateway. Gateway is basically a virtual machine. So I'll move to the next slide, which talks about VPN gateways. Gateway is nothing but a virtual machine which is created in a gateway subnet when you create the virtual network. So and there's nothing which sends inside the gateway subnet. There are basically two types of gateway: static gateway and dynamic gateway. Azure web app services work only over the dynamic gateway, and if your VPN is configured with the static routing gateway, it won't work. So basically, to help you understand more, I have a diagrammatic representation of Azure web app connecting to a virtual network. So if you see on the left side on the top is your Azure app services. On your top is your Azure Web App Services, and on the right is your virtual network. Inside that virtual network, you have VMs with SQL DBs, and you see a dynamic gateway. This is the gateway through which all the traffic will be routed from Azure App Service to the virtual network. This is basically a VM which is created when you create the VNet. Now, you'll have to create a point-to-site VPN from your app services to the dynamic gateway. And believe me, from the Azure portal, it's just a simple click and your point-to-site VPN address space is ready. Now, the next question is, what if we have an on-premise setup, like you can see on the left bottom of your screen? If you have something like an on-premise and you still further want to connect to your on-premise as well, you can create a site-to-site VPN from your Azure virtual network to your on-premise. This is basically connecting two VNets together using site-to-site. But if you see, you can have only point-to-site VPN from your Azure App Service to your virtual network, and the gateway should be a dynamic gateway. So Azure App Services integration prerequisites are, it only works with apps that are in standard or premium pricing plan. It will only work with point-to-site VPN, and that should have a dynamic routing gateway. The VNet, Azure VNet, should be in the same subscription as your Azure App Service plan in which you create the app. You can have DNS. If you don't have a custom DNS, you can use the Azure DNS. There's no much difference, but the Azure DNS is the default that it will use. Just a second. Is it better now? Is it echoing or is it better now?
Better.
Okay, thank you. The next thing that I've highlighted is backward compatibility is not supported. So I'll go back to the previous slide. And as you can see, if a user wants to access backwards from on-premise network to the Azure web app, that's not supported. So Azure App Services can talk to your on-premise resources, but the backward compatibility is not supported. The last point, the express route will not work if you have just one VNet which is connected using point-to-site web app. However, there are ways where you can connect express route if you have more than one VNet, which I'm talking about later. Azure App Services integration, there are a few features, like we support TCP and UDP. It's compatible with web apps, mobile apps, API apps. It can connect to only one VNet at a time, but it enables two, five VNets to be integrated within an app service plan. Not included, not supported would be mounting a drive, AD integration, NetBIOS, and private site access. I'll move to the demo and show you how do we connect using point to site. So I'll just go back. I have created an app service. So I'll go to the app services tab. I have a web app with the name Connectivity. It's just loading. So you'll have to go to the networking blade here in the settings. So if you see, the first thing is the VNet integration, which says it's not configured because I haven't set up any VNet with this app service. Now, if I click on setup, it will list you all the virtual networks that are present in this subscription, which this web app can connect to. Now, if you see, only one VNet is enabled and all the other VNets are disabled. And it also gives a beautiful message. This VNet is disabled because it has no gateway in it. This VNet is disabled because it has no point-to-site address space added to it. So I'll click, select the one which is enabled, and it starts adding the virtual network to the web app. Uh, While it's adding the virtual network on the for this web app, I also want to show you that you can manage your virtual networks, create them and edit them from a tab in the portal. As you can see on the left side, you have a UI where you can wherein you can go to the virtual networks, and you can see all the virtual networks that you have created over here. I'll go back to my app service. Connectivity app. It's still, it has added the virtual network to the web app. So let's see what the status shows in the networking blade. So as you can see, the status is connected. Now if you, I go to the overview blade, I can, I'll be able to browse my web app. I'll just browse the web app. What I'll do is I'll try to add a user or access the database which is hosted in a VM in the virtual network I just showed you. So if I just click on register, I'll add a user. And I have added a VM which is hosting the SQL database in this virtual network. So it has added this user. Now I'll go inside the VM. I'm already in the VM. So I'll just... just remove it. If I go to my tables in the membership DB that I have added in this VM, I'll click on ASP.NET users and I'll just select the rows and see if that user has been entered over here or not. So I just added a sessions user, session@session.com, and you can see the row has been added over here. So this is the beauty of Azure App Services integration with VNet. With just few clicks, if you have a virtual network set up, it's just few clicks you do and you are connected to the resources that are hosted in that virtual network. Now I'll go back to my portal. So now what I have done is another scenario also I have created over here, which is like I have connected Azure websites to a virtual network using point-to site, and then I have created a site-to-site connection from Azure virtual network to the on-premise network. So I'll just show that to you. If I go back to the Azure portal, I'll go to the networking blade once again. And if I go to the click here to configure link, this blade basically shows you all the configurations that we have done, like a VNet name, the location, certificate status, gateway status. Gateway is the VM through which the traffic is routed. So basically it should be online and not offline. This is your virtual network address space, and this is the point to site VPN address space. I have also added a site to site VPN address space to this VNet so that I can show you that we can connect to on-premise networks. I have another VNet in which I have created a VM. I'll just go and to the virtual machines. And I have a virtual machine called site-to-site VM, which is in another subscription. So you can see it's in another subscription and not the same subscription as the web app is in. So if I go to the web app's Kudu console, if I go to the Kudu console and try reaching out to the VM, which is in another subscription, I should be able to connect because it is connected via site to site From the virtual network. So I'll go to partial. I'll just try to TCP ping the VM. It will fail because by default the TCP ping is going over port 80 and I haven't enabled port 80 on that VM. So I should try going on port 3389, which is the RDP port, and that is enabled by default. So you can see that I'm able to connect to an on-premise network, which is a completely different network from the Azure virtual network. But since that is connected using site-to-site address space, web app is able to reach to the to that network as well. So I'll go back to the PPT and show you the. Diagram once again. So if you see in this diagram, the Azure websites are connected to Azure Virtual Network using point-to-site VPN. Then Azure Virtual Network is connected to on-premise network using site-to-site VPN. This is a double hop scenario wherein your Azure web app will be able to talk to your on-premise network, just as I show you by TCP pinging. And once again, you can use your custom DNS as well. We can set up custom DNS. There's an option on the portal. Or else, you by default, will use the Azure DNS. If I go back to the Azure portal, I'll go to the web app. The web app and the web app is in an app service plan. It's running under an app service plan. So I'll just go to the app service plan. So here's the name of the app service plan. If you just go to the app service plan, you'll also see a networking tab in the app service plan. So there are a few options that are just there in network of the app service plan. It says that one VNet is configured for this app service plan. You can have up to 5 VNets configured. If you just click here to manage, you'll see that it's connected to VNet name is this and the gateway status is online. If you click on that, you can see a few options like sync network, address space, point to site address space, site to site address space, and you can also see few IP address ranges over here. Basically, if you want to use private address spaces, like if you're connecting to a virtual network, they are non-internet routable addresses and they are private address spaces. So if you want your connection to go over the VPN, you have to specify the IP address range over here. By default, RFC 1918 compliant address ranges are already added on the Azure portal. But if you go outside those IP address ranges, you have to specify them over here. Otherwise, the connection won't go over the VPN. Also, if your web app is connected to a virtual network and you make some changes on your virtual network, you have to come back over here and sync the network so that your web app knows that there are network changes. Otherwise, it won't pick the latest network changes. So once you click on sync network, I'll just show you. It tries to sync virtual network, virtual certificates, and the routes between the apps and the virtual network. One more thing that I want to highlight over here is, I'll go back to the PPT. And as you can see this diagram, once you set up the site-to-site VPN, you might be using a firewall on your on-premise network, like a Cisco device or something. On that device, you have to update the routing table with your point-to-site IP address ranges so that it knows where is the traffic coming from. So depending upon the device and the hardware, the commands vary. It's easily available. Depending upon the device that you are using, you can update the routing tables, and mostly networking teams are aware of how to update those networking tables with the point-to-site IP address ranges. They just need these IP address ranges. So with that, I think I am done with
Azure App Services integration with VNet. In case you have any questions, you can just ping over the IM or ask.